Now to new reactions on what's been dubbed Pizzagate.
A conspiracy theory called Pizzagate.
Northwest DC neighborhood pizza joint is fighting back tonight after it suspects a massive coordinated online attack.
The fake news inspired visit by gunmen to a Washington DC pizzeria to investigate claims of a child sex trafficking ring being run out of the location by Hillary Clinton.
And the craziest fake news of all is something called Pizzagate.
Welcome back, it's Todd Zwillick, and when you hear that term fake news, you might think Pizzagate, the very untrue story of what happened behind closed doors at a DC pizza restaurant during the 2016 campaign. That fake story with very real consequences has come to symbolize, in a lot of ways, the danger of unverified or invented news. If you use social media, you have probably come across a fake story at some point. It might be a Facebook post, it might be a link to a story on a website that looks reputable, but really isn't. Everyone is vulnerable to false stories on the left and the right, but kids can be immersed in their online lives, and schools and libraries are now looking for ways to arm young people against fake news. The Miami-Dade Public Library System is one of them. It's offering a digital program called Checkology to help make kids and teens more educated news consumers.
Basically, the software is based on civics, good government, ethics in government, ethics and journalism. So I know teachers are doing things like that in schools, and librarians could develop a program after this model. They would just have to base it on open discussions and being unbiased.
That's Jennifer Shipley. She's Library Operations Administrator for Community Engagement and Programming for the Miami-Dade Public Library System, trying to immunize young people against fake news.
I mean, I had a teacher in high school who taught me about reading between the lines kind of thing. I mean, that's what he used to call it. But, I mean, he taught me how to discern things and how to look at several different news sources and make my own opinion. So it's been taught for years, and librarians were on the forefront of teaching that way before the internet was even developed. So it's not something we need special software for. It helps. But certainly, librarians and teachers around the country can teach kids how to form their own opinions and be better citizens and engage civically and be involved in causes that they care about and research those causes.
Well, what convinced you and your colleagues that an anti-fake news effort was needed?
We felt that it was important for young people to be able to decipher facts from fiction and be able to use discernment when reading the news. Partially, I felt a personal connection to it because I fell victim to reposting inaccurate facts on social media a couple times. But I also, I've always had a concern about the amount of time that teenagers are spending on their phones or on their gadgets and not really talking to people about what they're digesting through the news or through social media.
Tell me about some of your own experience that you mentioned reposting fake news on Facebook or Twitter. What happened?
Well, I think some of the news sources on social media, at least a year ago, were not 100% accurate. So it's easy to fall victim if you didn't look at who was putting the news out. So there were some sources that mimicked real authoritative news channels or stations, but they weren't. The title was slightly different. And if you didn't look, you wouldn't realize that it was a made-up, you know, name. And there were memes put out that were meant to sway people's opinion. I think a lot of the posts that were being reposted by me and many other people that were inaccurate kind of played on people's prejudices or thoughts, preconceived ideas, caused people to react emotionally and repost without thinking and looking at who was putting the information out and without verifying the accuracy of the statement or the headline.
So how does your program combat that specifically?
Well, we're currently offering news literacy software at 6 locations. We're doing it in different ways. Some branches are doing it once a month. Some branches are doing it once a week. Some branches are doing it like a camp every day during the summer. And it shows videos of journalists talking about the difference between, you know, journalism that's been verified, what it takes to be a journalist, the importance of using accurate facts and things like that. So the way it helps the teens is that they're able to come together, look at some of the video and answer some questions. And then at the end, they can talk to each other. The librarian is there to guide them or to answer any questions they may have. And, you know, I think the library has always played a role as a trusted institution. And librarians have always looked at ways of verifying information. You know, when we buy books, we look at the publisher. Is it a reputable publisher who published the book? We look at reviews. It's the same thing with social media and what's on the internet. We need to step back and look at who's putting out the information. You know, is there a slant? Is there a bias? Maybe look at a few different news sources on the same topic and see what they're saying.
So let's talk about a specific example, maybe. Let's say a kid walks into the library and says, you know, I just read that there's a pizza restaurant in Northwest DC where prominent Democrats, including Hillary Clinton, are running a child sex ring. Have you guys heard this?
If that instance happened, because we do build relationships with the teens in the libraries, and sometimes they do have questions like that, I would try to bring up an article that said that, and then I would try to help them decipher if that was an accurate or a reputable news source that was putting it out. So I would show them different ways to evaluate a website, different ways to evaluate a post in Facebook, to analyze what they're looking at before digesting it as truth.
Fake news and the jolt we get from it has been described as our addiction, let's say, to sugar. It just reinforces something that we want and we don't even know we want. And I wonder how hard of a job it is for you in the library and for others like you, you know, to convince people that they don't really love Skittles and don't want more Skittles.
I think it's important just to be unbiased because you don't know what the kids are facing at home. I have a friend who's a teacher who says that a lot of her kids are hearing from their parents, oh, you can't believe that newspaper, or you can't believe this newspaper, or, you know, so there's a lot of adults even who are feeling like they don't trust the news or they don't trust government. And, you know, I think kids are hearing everything their parents are saying. They're hearing everything that's on the TV. And sometimes even at home, they're not allowed to express themselves if they don't agree with their parents. So in the library, they can have a neutral space where they can discuss any concerns or fears that they might be seeing on the TV or on social media. And it gives them an opportunity to kind of develop their thoughts and their own philosophies about things.
Jennifer Shipley with the Miami-Dade Public Library System. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Megan. I'm calling from Sammamish, Washington. Yes, I have fallen for fake news once. I fell for one about Trump's Twitter account being shut down. I fell for it because I wanted it to be true, and because of that, I didn't check the URL address. Later, after I had shared it on Facebook, I realized it was fake news. A friend had to point it out. It's incredibly embarrassing, and I was horrified that I had fallen for it.
Well, real Donald Trump is alive and well, for sure. Your stories of fake news in the real world, we're keeping it real as best we can. Give us your take at 8778-MY-TAKE. You can join our conversation on Twitter, at The Takeaway. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Todd Zwillick, in for John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.